Blog Talk Radio.
Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all your realty, financial, business, and entertainment networking needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. This is Cassandra, Miss Sunshine McGee, your host today. I would like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today? Before we get started with our great story, I want to introduce our guest for tonight. And I'm especially excited because actually Miss Gloria Godsway Walker is one of our new ThinkBigRadio.com hosts. Hello, Gloria. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm so excited to get some information from you. But before we get started, let's give the listeners your website and contact information.
Okay, my website is www.workathomebusinessopportunity.ws.
Okay. And is there a number that they can contact you?
They can contact me through my email, which is gloriawalker7@gmail.com.
Okay. For all of you ThinkBigRadio.com listeners, Gloria J. Walker is from Tennessee, and she has created unique opportunities from her internet studies that will add to additional income if you listen to a lot of her big thinking ideas. So first of all, Gloria, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a single parent. I have two grown sons, Miles and Robert, and I'm also a new grandmother.
I'm
in love with. I love my little grandbaby.
Uh-huh.
And that's Robert, my youngest son's little girl.
Okay. So how's it going being a new grandmom?
I'm in love. I love that little baby. I love her because I love being a mother. So a grandmother is just like an extra step, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because I love kids.
Okay.
I really love kids.
Mm-hmm. So awesome. Okay, and tell us a little bit about your background as far as any business or training that you've done?
Well, basically, over the years, I've really been in, like, the secretarial field, receptionist,
uh-huh.
data entry.
Oh. Okay.
Then later on in life, I ended up in banquet serving.
Okay.
Then I used to do prison ministry, too.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Amongst other things that I
uh-huh.
used to do. Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like then you've had your hand in a lot of different industries, a lot of experience from different things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes,
what type of things, I guess, interest you about the different types of businesses that you've been involved in?
I like to roam. I love to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on each place where I would go, I would always meet different types of people and be in different types of situations where it's like a pressure cooker.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you get thrown into a position and they say, okay, Gloria, you have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I thrive on that because it's like you're out there, but you're meeting people that you never met before instead of
uh-huh.
staying in day in, day out with the same people.
Okay.
And I love that.
Okay. So it sounds like you're a people person.
Yeah, I love people. I really do.
Okay. I think we have our co-host, which is none other than Mr. Big himself that's on there. Big, are you there?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes. How are you, Big?
How you doing?
Well, I'm good. I'm sorry I got the late call in. I was rushing to call in, and I'm just so happy that Gloria Walker has come in. And for those of you who don't know out there, Gloria is going to also be one of our new hosts.
And we are so excited to have Gloria and her big thinking ideas join with us. And so we were just talking about, Big, about Gloria being a people person. And so is that what you would say is one of your primary passions, is working with other people?
Yes. Not only working with them, but helping them, you know, in
mm-hmm.
any kind of situation that I possibly can help them in.
Okay.
That's what I like to do. I like to see other people happy. You know, like if you have a goal or a dream, and if I can find out information or to push you to another level to where you can get the beat, then I'm happy. And I don't need attention for that either. You know how sometimes people want to help people, but it's like, well, what can you do for me? I want people to know that I did it. I always tell you, whatever I do for you, undercover, don't tell anybody because I don't want anybody to know because I don't
mm-hmm.
do it for that.
Gloria, that's great. A lot of people that are out there, they do things just so that other people know that they're doing it. And, you know, sometimes that's a good thing, sometimes that's a bad thing. But one of the reasons that we embraced Gloria was because of what she just said. You know, she's truly not only a big thinker, but her passion is in really helping people. And by her becoming a part of our team, we ask that, you know, you review a lot of her resources. She'll also be able to, you know, answer questions and things that you may have. And it's the same way with Miss Sunshine. You know, these are two very dynamic women who have not only helped a lot of other people, but they've assisted our show in taking it to that next level. Gloria, one of the things that I'd like to ask you is that when you mentioned earlier about your prison ministry, what did that entail, and what made that a part of your makeup, your passion?
Okay, well, basically, in a short nutshell, what happened was I went to this church that was a few years back, and there was the pastor's wife. It was just her and him going. So then it ended up being then I ended up meeting this other pastor, and he didn't have any women to go with him.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like it was just him going all the time. He was like, we need a woman to go, you know, because how can, you know, a man basically tell a woman only so much? So then I would go like every Saturday, you know, like at 2 o'clock I would go to the prisons. Then when I went to this other church, I would not only go to that one, that prison, but then on Sundays we would go to the men's prison in Riverbend in Nashville, and we would also go to another women and men's prison on Sundays. And I love it. I love it because prison ministry, I believe a lot of people don't like prison ministry because for the simple fact, you have to be real when you go to the prisons, because the prisoners, they know whether you're real or not.
Mm-hmm.
And they look right through you, you know. And they're not looking for so much you going in there saying, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus. What they're looking for is somebody saying, hey, I could have been there too, but I accept you. I understand that you might have did something, but just because you got caught, you did something, you got caught, I didn't. So there's really no difference. Excuse me? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Are we still here?
Yes, we're still here. And I think that that's an awesome way, more or less, to approach anyone. And with you being a people person, I think that it's awesome for people to realize that on some different level, you may not have had the same experience as they have. But as you said, that we've all made choices and decisions that could have landed us in totally different predicaments. So I think that that's a wonderful thing that you can connect with them and really be able to let them know that, you know what, hey, it could have been me on the other side having this discussion.
That's
right. That's awesome. Wonderful, wonderful. And so how long have you been involved with the prison ministry?
Back when I was doing it, it was like, I think it was for like 2 years.
Okay.
About 2 years.
And so what other different type of things have your passion for people, what other type of different opportunities has that opened for you or have you been involved in?
Basically, it's just giving them information. You know, sometimes people might not know where to go to get help until I can be able to actually do what I'm really called to do.
Okay.
So I would give them information so that they can get help, you know, because, like, a lot of times, I'll put it to you like this. I believe all of my life, I've always believed this, I had to go through what I had to go through so I can help other people.
Mm-hmm.
So they wouldn't have to go through what I, you know, went through. So that's how I try to do it. I try to. So the pain that I had to go through, they wouldn't have to go through it. So just bottom line, just to help them.
Okay.
You know, and to grow from it. Because a lot of times people look at their pain or their problems and say, well, what about me? But, you know, sometimes you got to grow out of that and say, you know what? There's a purpose in my situation why this happened.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that ever happened to me in my life, I always looked at it and say, you know what? I can use that to help somebody else so they don't have to feel or go through the things that I had to go through, and just make it easier for them, and I just give them the information, instead of saying, "Oh, why did I have to go through that? You know, I'm feeling sorry for yourself because that never gets you anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And that within itself is big thinking, is to know that different type of challenges that you have been able to overcome, that you can use that information that helps you be able to be successful in those situations in order to help someone else.
Mm-hmm.
That is wonderful, Gloria. Vic, did you have any questions at this moment?
Yes, I'd like to, because me and Gloria, of course, have talked, you know, extensively before. We both talked about her hosting some of the shows and with her keen knowledge on Internet things. What are some of the things that you would basically say to our listeners that can benefit them financially? I mean, what is something that they can do or look at if, you know, they may be in a situation where they can't leave the house to work, or, you know, some of our listeners, they may have two or three children that they have to, you know, watch, or someone may, you know, just be feeling down. What are ways that you can assist or help them in making an income?
Well, first of all, you always have to make sure what you're dealing with is legitimate. Second of all, I hate to say this, but a lot of times you have to pay money to get into certain, you know, certain opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of the opportunities that I know about, you don't have to pay. And then there's some that you do have to pay. Like, there's an opportunity right now. There's a new, you know, payment, online payment processing company. They are giving away $25 for free. I mean, you just sign the form. Once you get approved, you get $25.
And now, you say, well, let me stop you right here. You say online payment processing. Is that something? Because
almost
I
like PayPal.
I'm familiar with PayPal, and I'm familiar
mm-hmm.
with a couple others. Is it
mm-hmm.
similar to PayPal?
Yeah, it's similar to PayPal, but it is a new company. What they are doing is they're cutting the fees off of where PayPal does.
Okay.
Oh.
See, they don't have the fees. Like, if you get your money, you have fees and all these different things like that. So what they're doing is they're giving people a chance to get up to $500.
That's awesome. So how does a company like that make money if they're new? I mean, I've heard of companies like, for instance, one that you and some of our listeners may be familiar with is at Xero, because when they came out, it was just, basically, you could surf the Internet for free
mm-hmm.
for a while, maybe a year or 2 years after they had built up their database. They started charging for faster services or more services. Is this how that firm kind of is set up?
Well, not really, because right now what they're doing is they're getting up, you know, like a inundated, you know, that, so that's why they're cutting it off. They had it until March 31st. They were going to cut it off, but then now they're changing it to May 15th. So it's like 2 days from now they're going to shut the $25 off.
Okay.
But, it's you know, it's for free. Basically what they're trying to do is say, you know, we're a new company. We're honest. We're with a bank. We're legitimate, you know, and that's what they're basically trying to say, you know. And it's a good thing because somebody might need groceries. $25, you just fill out a form. You get your money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And, yeah, and it's gas too. So I mean, what do you have to lose? You know, so the form that's on my website is a little green banner, and it has sign up now and get $25. That's the one, the link that you click on, and it brings you right to the website. It's a secure website, and you fill out the form and everything like that, and they give you $25.
Okay. And who is able to do this? Is this just for people that are
anybody in the United
businesses or anyone in the United States?
Okay. Anybody in the United States, even for people that have businesses. Okay. So
okay.
You have a website, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you want people, you know, instead of the other company paying, you know, giving you money like you would use the other company. And you would put that banner on your link, so when people will order from your website, they can just click on that link. Send you money right there.
Okay.
You can get your money automatic, you know, almost like the other company does the same thing.
Okay.
And then if somebody wants to stay home and they want to work at home, there's a lot of opportunities to work at home. There is, they can also do like dental plans. I have dental plans up, and it's affordable dental care. It doesn't cost them anything. All they have to do is click on that link, and what they would do is click on the dental plans link,
mm-hmm.
go to where it says affiliate, fill that form out. It doesn't cost them anything.
Mm-hmm.
Once they are approved, they can either do it on their website, because most people, they have websites now, and they have a lot of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a lot of traffic on your website, that's just like Yahoo and Google. They do the same thing. If you ever notice them, a lot of people think, oh, well, they might have made their money by all the traffic that they have. But every time you click on the link, that person gets paid.
Okay.
See, as long as you order that. So, and that's how that goes. And dental plans, or like somebody might be a people person. They want to go outside of the home. They can also do this dental plans. They can go from company to company.
Mm-hmm.
And they can anybody, and they can do that as long as they're over, I believe, 21.
Wow, Gloria,
that's a legitimate company.
Wow.
I think they've been in, they're with the Better Business Bureau, and I think they've been in business like give or take 10 years or so.
Now,
legitimate.
Gloria.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I hear you saying that you basically know these companies and you did research. Can you tell us a little bit more about the research that you do when you're investigating a firm? Because for most people, I mean, we go to a nice website, it looks decent, everything appears to be legit, okay, we're putting our information in. Next thing you know, we're out of thousands of dollars. What do you do as far as your research that will, you know, enable a listener to know that, hey, Gloria recommended this, whose nickname, by the way, is taken from your initials, Gloria Walker, GW, God's Way. What will make me say, hey, God's Way just recommended this? How?
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, just give me the answer.
Well, number one, I'm going to ask God, because how I find out all this information is because he shows me. And then if something is not right, if it's going to scam somebody, he'll be like, he'll let me know that. He'll
think
always
big.
Let me know. Yes, he'll always let me know this. So that's how I know, you know. And then he'll show me where to go in order to find that information, whether it's a scam or there's different places where I know where to go, and he'll show me where to go. So that way, because I don't believe in scamming people. You know, a lot of times people will scam people just to get whatever they need to get. I don't believe in that. I believe like this. You do it right or you don't do it at all, and you don't scam people. Because, see, at night when I go to bed, I sleep good. I don't have to wake up in the middle of the night and say, oh, I did this, this, and this to somebody just to get to where I need to be. My passion and my heart is to help other people. So I have to depend solely on him, and he shows me, believe me, when I tell you he will show you anything you need, if you listen, and that's how I find out all this stuff, because I don't get on the internet and just say, okay, let me see what I can put in. I know about places that, or people that he just say, go here, do this, and I just do it, you know.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com. where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Gloria, can you please give out your information once again so that our listeners will be able to reach you?
Okay. My website is www.workathomebusinessopportunity.ws. My email address is GloriaWalker7@gmail.com. I also have a MySpace.com/GloriaWalker.
Okay. Well, Gloria, when you got started doing some of the opportunities that you're involved in now, what did you see as some of the biggest challenges that you were facing?
The biggest challenges were there's a lot of scam artists out there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of places or a lot of companies are not legitimate. I like to talk to real people.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do is they have a phone number, I'm calling the company, or I'm going to do some research and I'm going to find out whether they're legitimate or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or, you know, if they call me and, you know, if I gave them my number and they called me, then I'm going to make sure I ask certain questions. you know.
Mm-hmm. What type of questions? Give us an example of what type of things you would ask when you're...
Well, first of all, I would investigate them first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before I even try to do anything, I would investigate them first, and I would ask them how long they've been in business, you know, how many people are in their company,
mm-hmm.
you know, what do they think is the opportunity to help other people?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, they're just one-night wonder. Okay, we got this great opportunity. We're just staying here for the short term. Because I've been in situations where I thought companies was good and they just lied. I've been
mm-hmm.
there. So
mm-hmm.
I know, and it hurts, you know, because it's like, okay, we got this great opportunity. We got this information to give you, but it's not going to help anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just out there to make a quick dollar just to say this, this, and this, but it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Like on the website as well, they also have, like, it's called FaithMate.
Uh-huh.
It's called the FaithMate.com forum. So you click on that link. What it is an urban for faithful lifestyles. It's like if you want to meet people in a community, you know, Christian, in your Christian community, a lot of people might go to small churches. There's nobody in their churches. So this way they can click on and link it. On the right side of it is it says utterance. It's like Bishop
uh-huh.
Noel Jones. He's basically like, you know, he comes on there or whatever, talks about, you know, different Christian advice and give people dating advice and stuff like that. So
okay.
you can click on that link. And then I also have one where it says write your own opportunity. This is a company called Global Domains. This is they're all over the world. And you just click on that link, and if you need a website, you only have $10 a month, you click on that, and you can, you know, build a business with that as well.
Uh-huh.
And there's a new opportunity real quick. It is called, it's coming, the whole Internet is going to be upgraded.
Wow, like, you know what? I've heard of that. Are you talking?
And I have it on my site.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
That's great.
Yeah, and so when you click on that link, you'll see it say it's coming Web 2.0 free for Internet upgrade. The
mm-hmm.
whole Internet is not going to be like we know it is now. It's going to be totally changed, and this company is giving a share of $1 million away.
Oh, wow.
To people. So what you do is you click on my link, you join it for free. It doesn't cost
uh-huh.
you anything. And the more people that joins underneath you or whatever, you know, the bigger the shares, but the whole Internet system, and they're guaranteeing people money, so they cannot sit up here and lie and say they're guaranteeing, because, believe me, with the Internet laws and things like that, they can, you know, you can really take them to court.
Okay, and does it cost people anything to become involved in that particular company?
No, you can just join it for free. Now, pretty soon, probably on down the road, but right now
uh-huh.
they're about to launch it in July.
Okay.
But right now it's free, you know, so they're trying to, you know, have people come under, you know, they have a share of a pool of $1 million, and they're going to give it away.
So in other words, what you're saying is that there's an opportunity right now where people can
mm-hmm.
join for free
mm-hmm.
and put themselves in a position where they can actually earn income based upon how many people that they recruit to join up underneath them.
Yes. And it's all you need is two people. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Just two people. Then I also have where people might be at home, they need Internet. You know, they don't know too much about the Internet.
Right.
But they can't go out the house.
Uh-huh.
They can pay $6.95 for shipping in the U.S. and Canada. They can get a free computer lesson on CD. And that's a legit company as well.
Oh, wow.
You know, a lot of people, they need to know Excel or, you know, Photoshop or
uh-huh.
PowerPoint. They can click on that link.
Gloria, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
What was it
uh-huh.
about you
mm-hmm.
that made you want to go on and find all of this information? Was there a point in your life where you needed something and you just couldn't find out what it was and you dedicated your life? I mean, tell me a little bit about why it is that Gloria, God's Way Walker,
mm-hmm.
decides to go on and do this. What's the real story?
The real story is like this. God told me to get a computer a couple of years back, okay? And I was fussing with him. And I was like, mm-mm, I don't have no money to get no computer. But long story short, he did situations where he told me to get a computer. I was supposed to do something else, and he told me to get a computer. And I was like, where I'm going to get the money from. But God fixed it where I ended up getting a computer that same day.
Oh, wow.
Believe me, that same day. And I was like, God, you told me to do one thing, and, you know, and I was fussing with him. And no, I'm serious. And I told him, I said, no, you changing your mind. And you know, I was going to go here, and then now you're telling me to get a computer. I'm like, where am I going to get one from? And so then when I finally stopped fussing with him, I said, okay, I'm going to do it. So, and I knew, I thought I seen an ad in the paper for a computer, right? But then I was like, I knew I threw that paper away. But what happened was, he ended up somewhere or another, it ended up in my room. I found the paper, called the people. They said, you can get a computer today.
Gloria, let me say something real funny right now, because said you had to stop fussing with God, and it reminds me of a scripture where there was a certain gentleman that was wrestling with angels and threw his hip out. It just made me think of that, and I just thought that I'd bring it up.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of times people won't say that. They'll be like, oh, I just do everything God tell me to do. I don't argue. You know what? I say the words to them. See, a lot of people say, oh, well, how can you say the words to them? But what's the difference between me or someone else is their actions might tell God no, but I just say the words, you know. But he knows sooner or later I'm going to listen anyway. But he showed me everything, just like with my son. I have a son that has Tourette's syndrome, and I always tell people, I said, you know what, my son has Tourette's syndrome. What's wrong with you? You know, why do we complain, you know, and feel sorry for ourselves when somebody has to make noises for the rest of their life? You know, and he does not want to get healed because he loves who he is. So that's, long story short, that's how I ended up in this. And not only that, there's a situation that I'm going to be doing, and I already wrote my business plan down, that I'll be able to help a lot more people. And the finances that I really need is a lot, but God don't want me to have to ask nobody for it. You understand what I'm saying? And when I do this and help other people, I will not receive no paycheck whatsoever, because I don't want one. God never said, Gloria, you can't get one. I don't want one, because when I help people, I do it from my heart, so I don't see the purpose in giving somebody, getting paid a paycheck to help other people. I just don't see that, you know. So he gave me a business plan, and he gave me the name and everything, and believe me, it fits, you know. So that's why I'm all into this. I mean, he'll show me, you know, sometimes I need to go to bed because he'll show me stuff or show me people that need help. You know, sometimes we got to grab other people and pull them out, you know, and push them and take them to where they need to be. Because a lot of people don't know about a lot of things that's out there, but a lot of people saying, look, I need help. Now, make a long story short, one day I was on the net, and I was like, okay, God, and somebody needed help. And I said, well, you know what? Maybe I might not have that money to give them, but I know where they can get it from. So I just tell them to go to that website, click on. I said, $24 might not be a lot, but at least it can get you something, you know? So. So that's where my head and my heart is. And not saying that I'm perfect, because I'm not, you know, but it's just that God just be showing me stuff, and I just choose to listen, because I know when I didn't listen, it wasn't working.
Now, it's funny, a lot of things that you've mentioned is, you know, definitely beneficial to people as far as their finances.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I could never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you are the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
You're listening to Think Big Radio. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. So, Gloria.
Yes. Yes.
Do you have, now I know you've got your internet site, and it definitely helps and benefits people. What made you put together this site?
I always have to go back to the question. The answer is God. God just showed me what to do, and that's what I do. He, you know, because I never would have thought about going into something like that, you know, but... He just showed me what to do, and I just go ahead and, you know, do it, because not only it can help people, it can show people where they can go to get information. Even if it might not benefit me, I don't look at things as what can it benefit me. I look at it as somebody else might need help. Somebody might be at home. They need to learn how to work the computer, but they can't go to school. Or, you know, pretty soon I'm going to have different things, other different things up there. But they might not be able to go out the house. And there are people, there are multimillionaires inside their home.
Wow, you're right. You know, I've just been informed that we've been having technical difficulties with our with our main host, Sunshine. I'm just going to want to check. Sunshine, are you on? Okay, so it looks like right now it's just me and you.
Okay.
Now, what do you think the as far as people right now who are trying to get ahead, what would be the best advice that you can give them?
Well, what they really need to do is find out what does God want them to do. Be real about what they are, you know, who they are, you know, and just seek guidance. That's what they have to do. They have to seek guidance from God. And then make sure you pay your tithes, you know.
Wow.
I know a lot of places, they need help right now. You know, like even like somebody might have like a illness or whatever. I also have fundraising information. It's a legitimate company, and I'm like an independent contractor, so they can contact me to get that information, you know, and it's, they make it easier for somebody, you know, they don't have to put any money up front as well. So, you know, they can raise money for churches, nonprofits, schools, sporting events, or if someone knows someone that's having financial difficulties and a person want to have like a fundraiser in their job for somebody, they can contact me and they can, I can send them out their information.
Well, how did you find out about the fundraising information? I mean, what was it that once you investigated that site, that it actually, you know, made sense or worked for you?
Because I talked to the man that is vice president of the company.
Uh-huh. Oh, so you not only did you find that out, but you actually went on to the company to basically to actually talk to one of the owners.
Yes, I like to talk to people. You know, I believe that, you know, anybody can hide behind a face, but I like to actually do that, you know, talk to somebody and see where they're going, you know, where their head is at, or and what their motives are for having a company. You know, because sometimes a person, people don't understand, if the head's sick, the body's going to be sick. So a person needs to have the right kind of motive in order for you to be under them. And if they don't, then it's better not to even join up with them. You know what I mean?
Okay. How is that
a legitimate company? Go ahead.
So how has that worked for you? Have you been able to help or assist other companies with that information as far as being able to raise funds for their individual needs?
Yeah, because what the company does is, what happened is they contact me, I send them out a packet, and basically what we have is right now we also have cookies. You know, a lot of people can do cookies, or you can do like a promo. You can do your fundraising on the internet. A lot of people don't know that, and I can give you that. And if they contact me, I can give them that website as well. But what it does is you have like a scratch and help card, and it's between 50 cents to $3. So say for people, you know, usually people stand outside of malls or different grocery stores. So what they would do is they would hand that to someone. The person would be right there. They would scratch it off. It's not like lottery or anything like that, because if it was, I wouldn't even be involved in it. But you just scratch it off between 50 cents to $3, whatever amount that person has, they have to pay that. They give you that money. Not only once they give you that money, they would get like between 6 to 8 coupons in their local areas that they can use. So basically, they really got something for nothing.
That's not bad.
Mm-mm. And it, you know, and you can even do it for an individual. Somebody might know that somebody's trying to go to college. So, you know, a church or organization or whatever want to help that person, they can do it with that. And there's no money up front. And they get 100% profit, so there's no startup cost.
Wow, so that's very good that you were able to find all of these firms that are able to benefit people with no money up front. Once again, Gloria, can you please get out your information? If I wanted to reach you and I wanted to find out more about these programs, how would I do that?
Okay, you go to www.workathomebusinessopportunity.ws, or they can reach me by email. It's Gloria Walker, the number 7, @gmail.com, or they can go to myspace.com/Gloria Walker.
Gloria Godsway Walker, I would like to definitely say that I am very happy that you have decided to become a part of our thinkbigradio.com hosts. And for those of you out there who are listening now, this is not the first time she's been on. She's also done and inspirational insight. So you might want to take a listen to that to just really see who this lady, who we refer to as God's Way, is, what she's about. We're at the point of the interview now where we hate to say, but it's almost at an end. So is there anybody, anything that you would like to thank?
I would like to thank you. I would like to thank Miss Sunshine. I would like to thank and give a shout-out to my two sons, Miles and Robert, and my little grandbaby, Sienna, and my mother, and my father, and my brother,
okay,
and my other family. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Think big, everyone. We're going to end this show out with something that all of us as big thinkers realize and know for sure, is that people... You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Think big, everyone.